That doesn't seem right. I got 5 wanted criminals here. And then there's just this random kid. I'd almost feel bad turning him in with the others. Really? No bounty either. Definitely wasn't worth the fight he managed to put up. Who is this kid? Why was he running with these guys? Oh, hey. Rise and shine. Careful now. Any funny moves and I'll kick your ass like I did the first time. And I can imagine you're still probably a little sore from that. Who am I? Don't you remember what just happened? Well, if you couldn't tell from the shiny blaster and the ass-whooping I gave your crew, I'm a bounty hunter. The name's Violet. You want to know where your goon squad is? They're down below decks, in the hold. They're all pretty heavily sedated. But you didn't need any sedation after I choked you out with that leg lock. But I've got to say, you have some lousy taste in friends. Tell me, why were you running with those gangsters? Wait, what? Yeah, you are undressed. That's nothing for you to worry about. Hey, look. I just wasn't sure who you were. My best bet was to look for an identity microchip, or at least gang tattoos on you. Those goons down below are covered in them. So don't get any crazy ideas. I didn't invade your privacy, aside from taking off your shirt. Plus, I don't even have you cuffed. You're in no position to complain. Now, answer my question. How does a young pup like you end up running with seasoned criminals? Mm-hmm. A rookie? That makes sense. They probably weren't going to initiate you until you ran a few jobs first. Explains your lack of tattoos. It's kind of a good thing that I ran into you when I did. Sooner or later, running with those goons would have put a big target on your back. So, no microchip? Well then, where are you from? Oh, that's real deep in the outer systems. Let me guess, you grew up poor, and you got tied up with some unsavory folks along the way? Oh, really? So, you weren't keen on that whole gangster thing. They're not really your friends? I guess that's how it is sometimes. You just gotta do what you gotta do. And when you fall in with a crowd like that, there's not always much you can do about it. I mean, the galaxy's an unkind place sometimes. It's a little sad to think how people like me profit off of people like you just to survive. That said, did you know there isn't a bounty for you in the system? That's right. You're lucky. Guess it makes sense, since you're brand new. It leaves me in a bit of a difficult place, because... well, what am I supposed to do with you? If I turned you in, they'd throw you to rot with the rest of those guys. And I don't feel great about that. Oh? You're interested in bounty hunting? Well, I can't blame you. I was pretty great back there. You can say I've got some moves. Thing is, not everyone can be as great as me. But you? You've got some potential. You weren't so bad yourself. You want to learn more? Whoa, hold on. Let me get this straight. You want me to teach you how to be a bounty hunter? Let's not get ahead of ourselves. Yes, you put up a marginally better fight than your friends, but the instant that I wrapped my thighs around your head, you were a goner. You seriously think you can hang around with me? Well, I'll bite. What are you good for? What skills do you possess? What are you looking at? I'm still waiting to hear what you're good for. You didn't think I was gonna be so cute. Listen, honey, I've definitely got a small handful of years on you, and I've had plenty of time to pick up a few scars. That's in store for you too, if you're gonna hang around with me. Oh? So you think a cute girl like me needs someone to protect her? Now that is rich. Violet, the roguish and renowned bounty hunter, feared by criminals across the galaxy, being protected by you? Listen, sweetie. Look out that hatch over there. Nothing but the cold and dark void of space. It's a harsh galaxy out there. I go a long time without seeing a friendly face, or even anyone for that matter, often for weeks at a time. I admit, I'm pleasantly tantalized by the prospect of a handsome young sidekick, but this kind of life isn't for everyone. You could be killed tomorrow by the same kind of crooks you've been running with. Are you sure that this is the life you want to live? Well, you'll definitely owe me one, and there's a lot you're gonna need to be prepared to learn. But if you can fire a blaster, well, it'll do for now. Come on then, sidekick. Why don't you start by making yourself useful? On your feet. Come with me. We can spend a long time traveling out here in the void, and cleanliness is important. Here we've got a shower and some lockers. So, this is where we wipe off the blood after a hunt. That was a joke. Or was it? Anyways, come along. Here we are. Oh, I can feel my back slick with sweat. And you're not looking much better yourself. Trust me, there's nothing like a hot shower and a meal after a job well done. Help me out of this body armor, would you? Hey, can you just get that for me? It's a little hard to reach. And get that strap behind my... Yeah, right there. Ugh, that is so much better. So nice to let these breathe after days cooped up in that armor. What's with that expression? Never seen a woman's tits before? Unfortunately, they're often more trouble than they're worth. I had to have my breastplate custom made to support the girls. But you'd better get used to seeing me in my birthday suit. This is my ship, And the dress code is whatever I feel like wearing. Or not wearing. They do look much bigger now that there's no armor in the way, don't they? Well, judging by the fact you can't take your eyes off of them, you'll be happy to know they're all natural. You don't believe me? Do you really think someone in my profession would have the time or the... You know what? I won't waste my breath. Go ahead, touch them if you like. Here, follow my hand. Just like this. Do you like how they feel? Any doubt remaining in your mind? No, of course not. Now you're really going for it, aren't you? Don't apologize. I was enjoying your enthusiasm. You can put your hands all over me, anywhere you like. In fact, I'm telling you to. I can get real sweaty and sore. And your first duty as my sidekick is providing me with some relief, shall we say? Don't give me that look. You're gonna need to pull your weight around here somehow. And this is a good start. Let me guide your hands. You like my body, don't you? Yes, you are doing a good job. You're so cute. I just want to smother you. Come here, darling, right into my bosom. Aren't you just the luckiest boy? Nestled between my supple breasts. You like how hot and sticky they feel pressed up against you? What's that? You want to taste them? Oh, you really are ravenous, aren't you? Suck my tits then, boy. Oh. Your tongue, it feels lovely. Can you feel my nipples perking up between your lips? You look so cute when you're diligently lapping away at my breasts like a baby. Oh. You're turning me on so much with every stroke of that tongue. Oh my, where'd you learn that trick with your teeth? The kid's definitely got some natural talent. Improvisation like that is very valuable in the field. But just how well can you multitask? Oh, don't you dare think you can get away with just sucking one of them. Show the other some love, too. A firm pinch or a squeeze? Oh, yes, just like that. You're making my tits feel so fucking good. Keep looking up at me with those big eyes when you suck on me. Yes, that's right. You're my sidekick. Oh. The way you're working with that mouth of yours. Maybe I ought to skip the shower and let you take care of cleaning me up instead. Maybe I'll make you run that magic tongue of yours over all my sensitive parts. I'm only joking, but... Maybe you should join me for one afterwards. What do you think, sidekick? And don't think for a second that I can't feel that hard bulge up against my leg. I think I'm gonna go ahead and unbuckle those trousers so I can see what I'm working with. Off with those pants now. Had I known you were packing such a gorgeous cock like that. Oh, wow. I think I will keep you around. Come along. Of course we're gonna take a shower together. How much water do you think we have stored aboard this ship? Well, there's more than I'll be needing, but that's besides the point. What I'm saying is, you're gonna have to clean up with me. You don't have a choice. Don't make me pull you along by that tasty-looking cock, because I will. No need to be shy. Follow me, and I'll get the hot water running. How does the water feel? The temperature good? More importantly, how do you feel with my soft, dripping wet breasts pressed against you? This is a new experience for you, isn't it? Just relax. Let me scrub you clean. That's a good boy. Starting from your hair, down your back, your strong, broad back. The more I think about it, the more excited I am to have picked such a handsome sidekick. I'm feeling so possessive already, and I'm gonna take such good care of you. There's a lot of dangerous places out there, but I'll keep you safe. So tell me, darling, what do you want to do now? Your dick is still rock hard, and while I don't mind helping you sort that out, I want you to tell me just what you want to do to me. All this woman, and I'll let you do whatever you want with it. You need only ask. Tell me again. Say how you want to fuck me. Say please. Say, Violet, I want to fuck you. Please. It makes me very happy when you ask nicely like that. My polite, dutiful companion. How do you want me then? Shall I bend over the sick? I wasn't expecting that. You're stronger than you look, if you're able to pick me up like that. Hey, careful! So this is how it's gonna be, huh? Back against the wall, still dripping wet, held aloft in your strong arms. Don't keep me waiting any longer. I need your dick right now. Hey! Who do you think you're teasing? I didn't think you had it in you. You think you can push your weight around like that with me? Think again. You want me to beg for it? Seriously? Well, I suppose since you've been so good, I could indulge you a little. Just a little. Don't forget who your boss is. Please, please, put it in. I want you to take that big, hard, and delicious-looking dick and fuck me with it. I want it so badly. Please, I'll do anything. What do you mean you're not convinced? Look, you've embarrassed me enough. You've got to stop playing around. Oh, come on, please. I really want you to fuck me. I need this. I need you. Oh, fucking yes. Oh, yes, yes, that's a good boy. I can feel your fingers sinking into my ass. Oh, it feels so good. Oh, yes, let me feel every inch of that cock. Oh, just like that. Bury yourself in my pussy. My hot, wet pussy. I knew I wanted this from the moment I laid eyes on you. Your cock is just amazing. I can feel it filling me up perfectly. Oh, that feels so good. But you're gonna need to work a little harder than that, sweetheart. If you want me to train you, you're gonna need to make it worth my while. Now, buck those damn hips and fuck me like you mean it. Oh, fuck! That's what I'm talking about. Oh, God, yes. Oh, yes, pound my pussy with that amazing cock. Show me just how much you want me to keep you around. Look at my body bounce with every thrust of your cock. And feel my tight, tight pussy sucking you in. Oh, fuck. You're so damn hot. Give it to me. Yes. Don't you dare stop that. Oh, shit. You're driving me wild. Yes, yes, faster. Keep this up, and you can have this pussy every night. Oh, fuck, right there. Oh, that's so good. Please, 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 please don't stop. I can see it on your face. You're getting ready to come. My pussy's gonna make you come. Go ahead, sweetie. Come. Yes, oh God, yes. You have my permission. Come inside. Fill my tight pussy with your hot spunk. I'm so close. I want you to come with me. Come with me. Oh, yes, exactly like that. Oh my God. Yes, I'm right there. Yes. Come with me, baby. Fuck, fuck, fuck. I'm coming. I'm coming. You came so much for me. I can feel your hot cum dripping out of me. How are you holding up, sidekick? Did you have fun? Yeah? Well, I'm really glad. There's going to be lots more fun things for us to do. You were such a good boy. You deserve a reward for that big, creamy load. And not to mention the incredible orgasm you just gave me. The best night of your life. Well, it was with me, so it makes sense. So, weren't we supposed to be cleaning up? We went ahead and made a right mess again. Set me down and turn the water back on, would you? Oh, the cream pie? Lucky for you. I've taken the necessary precautions. Oh, there's nothing like having a pair of pent-up balls empty inside your pussy. I simply couldn't go without that. Oh yeah? You would have stuck around and taken responsibility? Who do you think you are? I'm not sure if you've forgotten about my career. And what's going to be our career? But how do you think we'd manage that? So silly. Though, that's really sweet. You're a good boy. That's exactly the kind of devotion I'd be glad to have by my side. Well, of course I enjoyed it. No, seriously. You were incredible. Come here. Let me clean you up. It was lovely. You know, I think I'm gonna want to come back and do this with you after every mission. You still think I need someone to have my back and protect me? I have a feeling that I'm gonna be the one doing the protecting. I'm really glad you'll have my back, though. All right, go and dry off. Just pass me a towel. Hey, sidekick. I'm so glad I picked you up. I can't see why we can't carve out a little pocket of the cold, harsh galaxy and turn it into something so, so very warm and pleasurable. Are you tired? Well, you'll just have to cuddle up with me. It'll be a tight squeeze. There's only one bed on this ship, but something tells me you won't mind that. I mean, it's either next to me or down below with your old crew. I think the choice is obvious. You better go and rest a little while you still can. My quarters are up the starboard ladder. Unlucky for me, I've still got some paperwork to do. It's the unfortunate, non-glamorous side of the profession. What do I mean by while you still can? I thought that was obvious. Let me make things crystal clear. It's been a long time since I've enjoyed myself so much, But that wasn't quite enough to satisfy me. I'll be joining you up there soon for round two.